it was an interesting experience. You're at the tail end of a very exciting and a season that was very connected to the fans, you know, being very excited about the players and the games. And then you're at the end of this series that was like just one big punch in the gut, including the very first inning of the final game. And it just, it was almost like over the course of one game, we went through the process of like losing the hope and then kind of being okay with it, sort of like, you know what, let's just have fun. It's the last game of the year. Let's just enjoy this time. I mean, I didn't actually know the people personally around me, but that's kind of how the bleachers are sometimes. And, you know, it ended up being a nice time. And then, of course, the game ended. And when the Mets started their celebration, personally, I was like, I got to get out of here.
Can you talk about the trip home? I mean, you didn't leave for another day later. Did you have some time on your own to kind of reflect on this and you know, what was going through your mind? Were you able to kind of turn the page on the last few games and think overall about the season?
Yeah, you know, and I don't know, I hope this is interesting and not just like totally self-indulgent, but a lot of the drive home for me, so it was about 6 hours, so I had a lot of time to think, and it was the next day, and I'm the kind of person, in part because I've got to write about it, but then also in part just because this is the way I am, I'm always trying to put things in a higher context and sort of think about the way sports and whatever it is that we're experiencing, how it sort of fits into our lives and sort of the stories that we tell about our experiences. And I'm still not quite there yet. I've really been struggling with this one. I thought the whole way home, and I just kind of shaking my head. I'm like, I just don't understand how you go through this season. It was at once surprising and exciting, and this buildup to a moment of where they're beating the Cardinals in the divisional series, and you kind of think, oh, this isn't just going to be like a fun, good season. This could be the season. And then for it to end the way it did, so sharply, lacking any drama whatsoever, it was just a complete rout by the Mets. It's been very hard for me to contextualize that in terms of, you know, what's the story I want to tell about this. And that's what I sort of struggled with mentally as I was making my way home.
I know for me personally, I had trouble emotionally getting pumped for the Mets series because I was so drained and maybe somewhat amazed we could pull it off over our arch rival Cardinals that I had a hard time. It was more about beating them than advancing to the next round.
Totally understand. I mean, I too felt very emotional when they beat the Cardinals because it was like that was the moment where you know that there's no magical psychic hold that the Cardinals have over the Cubs. There's no deep mystery to how they keep doing it. This Cubs team can beat that Cardinals team. It did feel like such a turn-the-page moment. And then I think if the series against the Mets had been a little more competitive, I think this all would have been so easy. You know, I think it would have been like exactly what you're saying, which the buildup of the season was to beating the Cardinals, getting to the NLCS, sure, but hey, they're still young, there's still a bright future ahead, and all that stuff. It was just the fact that it was just such a letdown of the series has been a bit of a struggle. But I think you're right. I mean, definitely beating the Cardinals in the NLDS, when we have a little distance and a little time, I think that's what people are going to look at as sort of the culmination of the season.
Covering the Cubs all year, what effect do you think it's had on all these young players that we know will all be back in the lineup next year?
I mean, there's really no replacement for the playoff experience. You know, when you have the attention of the entire baseball world, the pressure on you at the end of a season, knowing that although baseball is a sport that sort of true talent doesn't really win out unless you're playing a whole bunch of games because the sport is inherently fluky. But knowing in a playoff game, anything can happen, especially the one wild card game playoff against the Pirates. I can only imagine the pressure that those players were feeling, and to have now gotten that experience at such a young age is, I think, going to be extremely valuable going forward because some players don't get a chance to do that for years and years and years, if at all. And I think it is going to harden them a little bit against whatever adversity they're going to face in the regular season next year or playoffs next year or whatever it might be down the road.
When will we see some writing from you as you, a few days now after the playoff season is folded for the Cubs?
Sure. I've got two pieces that I'm working on that sort of are the kind of epilogue, you know, type articles for the end of the season like this that want to save something for the week of the World Series when folks might be feeling a little down about the fact that the Cubs aren't involved. And because then once the World Series is over, we immediately get into free agency and things like that. And I think that'll be an appropriate time to just let it all go and really hit the ground running with the offseason stuff.
Just for my clarification, how many games did you attend over this these last few weeks?
I was there I was there for pretty much the whole final homestand. And then I was in Chicago at least for most of the playoffs, and I think half of the playoff games at Wrigley. And it was a good time to be there. It was just a fantastic energy all around town, and especially after the games, just that unbridled joy running out into the streets, and just to be around that and know that, you know, people haven't had an opportunity to do that for so long, that it was very nice to see and be around.
So were you still in Wrigleyville after they lost the other night?
I was, yeah. I was out kind of taking the temperature of folks, and it was, it was surprisingly not as somber maybe as I expected. Certainly people seemed down, but I guess being that it was a sweep and it was going to be very hard for them to come back anyway going into that last game, I think folks had kind of resigned themselves to what it was going to be. And folks in Wrigleyville, they're still going to have a good time no matter what. And I think that was kind of the attitude. It was, let's do our best to convince ourselves that we're just going to celebrate a great season, even though it ended tonight.